All right, next on the agenda, we have a special order of business. We have an invitation to Senator Hoffman and Representative Fansler to come have a talk. I see Mr. Fansler is here. Let's go ahead and invite him on up.
And for the council and the public, Senator Hoffman's office called today with apologies that he is unable to attend the meeting, but hopes to connect with us sometime mid-legislative session.
All right. Well, thank you. My name is Zach Fansler, for the record, F-A-N-S-L-E-R. Thank you for the honor of coming to speak to you tonight about our kind of yearly legislative update. As always, I want to thank you for your public service. It's important that we have folks such as yourselves that are running for these offices and making sure that our municipalities and our tribes and our local government is operating on a good level. So thank you for your service to our community, and thank you for being our elected officials. Just a couple of things that we'll go over real quick is hopefully everybody got my card that I put at everybody's desk. It has my contact information on the back there, including the contact information for me in Juneau, as well as the contact information for me here in Bethel, and also my chief of staff's contact information. With me right now as well is one of my other staffers, my Bethel-based staffer, Ben Anderson-Agemic. So thank you, Ben, for putting in overtime and coming out tonight. Also, we have all of our contact information there for Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I will really allow this, whatever time you want us to spend on this, this time is yours. You're my boss. I'm in the middle of a massive village tour right now. I just came back this afternoon from Quinnahawk, was in Eek, was in the Tundra villages last week. I've been hitting the local villages. We'll head out to Kipnuk and Shefornik tomorrow, and then Aniak this weekend. So we are in full travel mode, trying to get to every one of our constituents before we start session on January 16th. As you know, in the past year, we had, unfortunately, the longest session on record. The people have asked us to be down there for 90 days and get our business done in 90 days. This year, we were there for 200 over that. So there is, as you know, undoubtedly, a very large issue that we are dealing with and have dealt with, and that is the budget. Unfortunately, it saddens me to say that Alaska remains in a state of recession right now. We have unprecedented budget shortfalls to the tune of about $1.4 billion that we are short again this year. In this past year, one of the things that we saw is that the House and the Senate have very different ideas of how to balance this budget. I won't speak for the Senate since I do not serve there, but I can speak for the House. And the House this year passed a comprehensive balanced budget that was a four-tier plan. And in that tier, in those four columns that we looked at targeted budget cuts to reduce our budget further, to find more efficiencies and to make sure that we were, not growing too much. We looked at a targeted renegotiation of our oil tax fees that we collected from our oil companies. We looked at also progressive income tax and a restructuring of the PFD. Under the House's plan that we passed, the budget would have been balanced. In my mind, gave great equity to our folks. It had a higher PFD than we received. It had more to the tune of about $1,350 guaranteed rather than the $1,050 we saw. It had a progressive income tax that went after our larger earners and had exemptions for our for our elders, for those of us that earn the least, to make sure that they weren't paying twice. And we did, we were able to negotiate that both the Senate and the House agreed to some changes to our oil tax credit system. We have now included ring fencing, which is a very important thing to allow our companies as they're going to not accrue credits, to not kind of use those forward and kind of to not indebt the state for long-term periods of time. So that it was a very important step forward. So we were very happy that both the House and the Senate agreed to that. The House and the Senate both agreed to a budget, an operating budget, that very largely had those targeted cuts that both chambers kind of could agree on, and at the same time continued to have spending for the things that we value the most, especially out here. And what we're looking at there is education, health and human services, public safety, transportation, and things like that. So there's still more work to be done, and we'll start that again January 16th, 2018 is when we go in again. There were some other major things that happened throughout this year. We did adopt SB 54. With some changes between October and November, and that was some adjustments to the major crime bill, SB 91, that was set into place back in 2016. And we were also fortunate to have some very strong policy measures go through. For instance, we passed Indigenous Peoples Day as a bill, which now recognizes the second October of every, or the second Monday of every October is Indigenous Peoples Day. So we're very excited about that. That was something that was a major win. I was fortunate enough to have a bill passed that renewed spending for technical and vocational education programs around the state, such as UTE here in Bethel, as well as programs that are funded through the college at KUC, programs that are important to getting our folks to work, especially with upcoming economic development projects that we may have around our region. We are looking forward to continuing our work, and my office has a very, very advanced agenda for the next session. We're carrying a lot of bills. We're carrying approximately 11 right now that we believe very much in, a couple of which very much help our municipality. Fire Chief Howell came with us for a ground emergency medical transportation bill that would allow the city to receive more federal funding for any ambulance calls that happen, which would, at the end of the day, help our municipality, help City of Bethel with its budget. And that's what we're looking for. I'm also proud to say that we did increase revenue sharing. The House put in a measure to add $8 million to the $30 million from last year for revenue sharing. So revenue sharing went up slightly. That helps all of our municipalities. Really, one of the things that concerns me the most is having sat in actually the vice mayor's seat prior to this on the end there, was making sure that we didn't kick the can down to the municipality level. And it's time that the state stood up, make these tough decisions. You know, no one wants to vote for a tax increase, and no one wants to vote for restructuring PFDs. No one wants to do those kinds of things. But if you want to be a leader, you need to lead from the front. And the point is that right now we live in a state where those tough decisions must be made. And I'm happy to say that I'm willing to make those decisions and continue to make those decisions. I'd really like to, you know, let you guys ask any questions that you may have. I'm more than willing to discuss any myriad of kind of bills or what our forecast is for next year. Also talk about our priorities on the municipality level. I received the resolution that was given out at the last meeting, and I appreciate that. That helps us in our job. I really want to encourage the city to continue to put forth resolutions. Those help us a great deal when we're putting together our bill packets, especially if it's on a matter that we care about a great deal. It speaks volumes. I know that I was fortunate enough to see the mayor have several resolutions passed at AML, which were very important. We ask that you continue to work hard with that. And also to address one other thing, I wanted to thank all of our members from the public who came out and spoke today. And Mr. Charles mentioned PCE and mentioned that his fear that it would go away. And I can assure you that as long as I stand in this position, we will fight to the death to keep PCE in place. That is an invaluable way for us to somewhat attempt to offset our energy costs here on the Delta and try to bring them in alignment with the rest of the state. So that will be something that I will fight to until the end for. So I hope that Mr. Charles is incorrect, and I hope that we have PCE for the years to come until we can lower our energy costs to an appropriate number for our region as a whole. So does anybody have any questions or anything they'd like to discuss? Or
I'll jump in there. I guess probably other people will too. I just wanted to you know, thank you for coming, and I know you're very familiar with the city, having lived here for many years and sitting up here for a couple of years. I just wanted to point out that and remind you, and I'm sure you know, that specifically there's two resolutions that this body passed recently that are also, you know, repeat resolutions 1716 and resolution 1717. Resolution 1716 is the one supporting PERS reform, public employee retirement system, and I believe we passed one the year before. Similar resolutions, they've also been brought to AML. But speaking on behalf of the City of Bethel, and I know we've talked about this, that the City of Bethel is very interested in getting legislative changes, so we have PERS reform, so we are not straddled with termination studies and costs to change the workforce. I believe most people understand that, you know, there is unfunded liability that happened before any of us were in any of these chairs. We are paying for the mistakes of the past, but going forward, we don't want to be penalized to adjust the workforce agility, both changing positions and potentially adding positions. I think we're all pretty much unanimous, and I know you feel the same way, that we need some reform that where we can change positions, adjust the workforce without being penalized, where we're making decisions on programs and job classifications, not on needs, but on what is it going to cost us to get rid of them, or what is it going to cost us if we add them. And we don't want, you know, and I think that's very important, and that will take specific legislation. I think most people understand we have a 2008 floor. Maybe we can live with that. I think we're well above the 2008 floor in payroll. I don't think that's ever going to be an issue in the immediate future for our community. In the case of others, it has been an issue. I'd point that out. The other one, as you're very well aware of, is a resolution opposing a state sales tax. I know, I believe you voted for one similar when you were up here. It is the position of the majority of this body that we're opposed to a state sales tax because it would hamper the ability of municipalities to collect revenue. It would hamper the poor people pay a disproportionate higher amount of their total income, including things on fuel, food, and rent, and that there's better ways to collect revenue, understanding that the state does need to collect some additional revenue, but that one is we're encouraging to take off. I know in the past, the year before, this body passed a resolution in support of achieving a sustainable budget plan going forward. I know we have passed resolutions opposing raising the PERS above the 22%. In the past, we didn't this past year, but we have in the past, and I know we have passed a resolution, I believe 2 years ago, referencing the ambulance federal funding. I believe we passed a resolution 2 years ago. So those are just things on the record and that have been passed by this body.